It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please, won't you be my neighbor? My neighbor, I'm glad we're together today. There's some place I would like to take you right away. Two people are there, and you know them both. One of them is doing this, and the other is doing this. It's not far, right over there. And we'll read this book when we get back. But I like you to be able to hear John Costa and Francois Clemens when they're working together, because they make such beautiful music. Come along. Let's go to Clemens' studio.
Come on in, Fred. How about you?
Hey, John.
You know, I think that's going to work out fine, Johnny. Yeah. The key's nice for my voice. Job. Feels good.
Could I hear some of the things you're going to do?
Sure. Yeah, we're working on a concert that we're going to have to do in a little while. Why don't we do The Truth Will Make You Free?
Oh, fine.
Okay. Why don't you sit down?
What if I were very, very sad and all I did was smile? I wonder after a while what might become of my sadness. And what if I were very, very angry and all I did was sit and never think about it? What might become of my anger? Where would they go and what would they do if I couldn't let them out? Maybe I'd fall, maybe get sick or doubt. But what if I could know the truth and say just how I feel? I think I'd learn a lot that's real about freedom. I'm learning to sing a sad song when I'm sad. I'm learning to say I'm angry when I'm very mad. I'm learning to shout, I'm getting it out. I'm happy learning exactly how I feel inside of me. I'm learning to know the truth. I'm learning to tell the truth. Discovering truth. Oh, the lucky people who will get to hear you. Learning to sing a sad song when I'm sad. How important that is. Rather than singing something so happy when you're really feeling so different inside. What else are you going to do on the concert?
Well, I'll change the mood a bit with a happy kind of song.
Are you going to play in the concert by yourself? Great. Mm-hmm.
So you'll know this one.
Good feeling.
That's nice, Sonny. That's nice.
Fun to play with, isn't it?
Oh. Very, very nice.
Oh, boy, is it great to hear it that way. It's such a good feeling.
One of the ones that we haven't worked on yet that I...
Before we finish with that, there's so many things to do with that song, isn't it? You could do it fast, you could do it up.
Oh, are you going to do it that way, too?
I don't know, or maybe even a waltz. That's just a great tune to do. But there's another one that you might like.
What's that?
To do. It's the same kind of thing. It's kind of happy. Mm. This one.
Oh, I'll do it up. Okay. Some are fancy on the outside, and some are fancy on the inside. Yes, sir. Everybody's fancy. Everybody's fine. Your body's fancy, and so is mine. Boys are boys from the beginning, and girls are girls right from the start. Yes, sir, everybody's fancy, everybody's fine. Your body's fancy, and so is mine. Only girls can be the mommies, and only boys can be the daddies. Yes, sir, everybody's fancy, everybody's fine. Your body's fancy, and so is mine. I think you're a special person, and I like your ins and outsides. Yes, sir, everybody's fancy, everybody's fine. Your body's fancy, and so is mine. Nice. That's going to be very nice.
Very good.
It should be a great concert. Mm. Take off a little more on fancy, would you?
Oh, sure, I could, yeah.
That's marvelous, Johnny. That's really marvelous. It's going to be very, very nice.
Yeah, that fancy song is a song that so many of the children that I visit love to hear.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Mm, I love to sing it, too. Just love to sing it.
Well, I know you have lots to work on, but thanks for letting me know.
Okay, thanks for stopping by.
You bet. See you later, John. Yeah. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye, friends.
Here's another one, friends, pretending we can do.
Okay, yeah. Pretending you're a pilot.
Fun to hear people make up their own versions of songs. Now, let's just have a story now. Because somebody made up this story. It's called Lost Little Boy, and the illustrations are by Beverly Townsend Vilsons. One day, Jed Johnson and his mother decided to go shopping. They needed a pocketbook, two goldfish, underpants, and pins. So they went to a department store. Jed was 4 years old. He felt big. He could go places without even holding his mother's hand. He liked to go where he liked to go, to stop where he liked to stop, to see what he liked to see. They bought the pocketbook and had it sent. They bought the underpants and carried them. They took an escalator up and up and up to pins. Jed was not interested in pocketbooks or underpants or pins. Shower curtains were fun, and suitcases were nifty, and toys. Mommy said, Jed, look at this trike and the biggest bear, and I wish I could have an airplane that really flies. But it wasn't Mommy. It was a different woman. There were a lot of women buying toys, but no one's legs were like Mommy's legs. No one's face was like Mommy's face. None of the women was Mommy. Everyone was a stranger. Jed didn't know what to do. He was scared. He was lost. He thought his mother could never find him. And Jed started crying. When Jed's mother had finished buying pins, she looked around for Jed, but she couldn't see him. She called, "Jed," but Jed couldn't hear her. She asked the sales lady, "Have you seen my little boy?" She asked another customer, "Have you seen a boy wearing a red jacket?" She asked the floor manager, "Did you see a boy with blonde hair come past you?" But everybody said, no, they didn't know where Jed was. "He must be lost," they said. Then Jed's mother knew just what to do. She knew how to find Jed. She went to the manager of the big department store. His name was Mr. Dugan. "My little boy is lost in your store," she told him, "and I am worried that he must be frightened all by himself." "I'm glad you came here," said Mr. Dugan. "We know how to find children in this store. Tell me his name and how old he is and what he looks like and what he is wearing." "His name is Jed Johnson," said his mother. "He is 4 years old. He has blonde hair, gray eyes, and freckles. He is wearing a red jacket." Then Mr. Dugan made a lot of telephone calls. He called every department in his whole store, and everyone looked for Jed until they found him and brought him back to his mummy. They hugged each other and wiped tears away. And left the store. And all the way home they talked. Jed thought Mommy should have held his hand. Mommy said she would if Jed wanted her to, but maybe both of them could watch each other more. Jed asked what would happen if no one ever found him. No one ever found his sneaker when it got lost. Mommy thought a sneaker might be hard to notice if it got lost. People notice a lost child much more than a lost sneaker. A child is very, very important. Jed said he had really wanted to see the toys. Mommy said, of course, but next time he could tell her what he wanted to see and they could go and look together. Jed wondered, what if he ever got lost again? Mommy told him that grown-up people will always help children find their parents. And now they were home again. But they had forgotten the goldfish. So they went right back to the store and bought two goldfish. Jed named one of them Cordelia because his mother's name is Cordelia, and he named the other Mr. Dugan because Mr. Dugan helped his mother find him. And nobody got lost on that trip, not Jed, not Mummy, and certainly not Cordelia or Mr. Dugan. Lost little boy. Let's have some make-believe about a little boy who's lost in the neighborhood of make-believe. Shall we think about that? Could be Prince Tuesday. It could be Prince Tuesday. Let's pretend that he's not really lost. It's just that some people don't know where he is. Right? Neighborhood of make-believe.
Tuesday. Oh, hello, Trolley. Tuesday. Are you hiding from me, Tuesday? Prince Tuesday. Where is he? Prince Tuesday.
Queen's Harrow, I presume.
That's right, Friday.
I'm taking a few minutes off between important meetings.
Why, Friday, have you seen Tuesday?
Our son?
Yes.
Not since breakfast. Where is he?
Well, I'm not rightly sure.
Well, he has to be somewhere.
Somehow I thought he was with you.
And somehow I thought he was with you. We must find him. Tuesday, Prince Tuesday, come to Daddy.
Tuesday, Mother's calling.
Tuesday.
Hi.
Oh, Lady Evelyn, I presume.
Correct as always, Uncle Friday. Queen Sarah.
Do you know where Tuesday might be?
Well, no. I saw him earlier today. Do you mean he's not with either one of you?
He is not.
Then what are we standing here for? Let's go find him.
I've searched all our quarters here in the castle.
And I have called out with my kingly voice.
Well, let's ask the other neighbors then. I'll go check with Corny. Prince Tuesday loves his chairs. Maybe he'll be there. And you all ask Candyman Negri to check with Daniel Tiger. And I'll go to the tree. And you two just stay here and just keep a lookout right here from the castle. Yes. Cousin Tuesday, we are going to find you wherever you are.
Oh, that's an excellent plan, niece. Carry on. Yes.
Well, yes, we must know.
Tuesday. Cousin Tuesday. Corny. Cornflake especially.
Why, Lady Evelyn, greetings to ye.
I'm on serious business, Corny.
Oh, how many rocking chairs do you need?
My business doesn't have to do with rocking chairs.
Oh?
It has to do with Prince Tuesday.
Oh, sweet little tyke. What's he into?
Well, I don't know, you see. We can't find him, Corny.
Can't find him? Well, where is he?
I don't know. I thought perhaps he might be with you.
No, he's not inside the factory. Maybe he's out here somewhere.
No, I looked all around out here. Thanks anyway, Corny.
Oh, well, if you need any chairs for sitting while you're waiting, let me know.
We will. Thanks, Corny.
Yeah. Well, I know what you...
Lady Evelyn.
Hi, Handy.
I checked with Daniel. Prince Tuesday hasn't been there all day.
Oh, he hasn't been at the factory either. Oh, what about the platypuses? He might be there.
No, they're away.
Oh, that's right.
And I have already looked around the mound.
Well, let's ask Henrietta and X then.
Good idea.
Hey there, buddies. How in the world are you?
Fine,
we're looking for somebody, X.
Meow, meow.
Well, there she is. If you're looking for Henrietta, there she is.
Well, we happen to be looking for Prince Tuesday.
Meow Tuesday? Meow, yes. Is he?
Well, we're not just sure where he is, and we thought perhaps he was visiting either one of you.
Meow, meow, meow with me.
And he isn't with me either. In fact, I haven't seen him today. Been real quiet with Anna going on a trip and not seeing Prince Tuesday. I was just thinking to myself how quiet it was, and then you came along, and I'll tell you, I wonder where Prince Tuesday is.
Meow, 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 your castle, meow?
Evidently not.
Meow, 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 your factory?
I already checked at the factory.
How about Lady Elaine's museum? He loves her museum.
We ought to look over there next.
Yeah.
She's on her television right now telling children's stories.
You'd probably find her right in the studio.
Okay, thanks, X.
And thanks, Henrietta.
Yum, 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 you find him.
Oh, so do we. Mm-hmm.
See y'all.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Lady Evelyn, why don't you go right into the studio, and I'll have a look around out here, and we'll meet here later.
Roger.
Okay.
And they lived unhappily for ever so long. But then another day, something else happened. So stay tuned, little sweethearts, to your favorite Auntie Lainey, who brings you the loveliest, scariest stories in the world. And now this word from ACT, anti-carbonated trash. I'm on the air, dear. I'm
Lady
on the
Lane,
air.
I know, but have you seen Prince Tuesday?
Just a minute, ladies and gentlemen. The prince is missing. This is the latest news here on your scoop station, MGR-TV.
Wait a minute, Lady Elaine.
Hot off the wires, Prince Tuesday, son of king and queen, has been taken from his castle home, high atop the trolley tracks in this model neighborhood. Nothing like this has ever happened before, and here to tell you more about it is the prince's own cousin, Lady Aberlin.
It's not exactly that way, Lady Elaine. We're just not sure where Prince Tuesday is, and we wanted to ask everyone if he's been seen.
If you've seen the little kid, just call our station. That's what stations are for, being helpful, just like I'm always helpful to you. Oh, quick service. Answer it, dear.
Hello? Hello, Edgar. He is? Where? Oh, well, thanks. We'll be right over.
Did they find him?
Edgar Cook was watching your children's television program in his quarters, and Prince Tuesday was with him.
Well, they have good taste.
Thanks, Lady Elaine. I better be getting back to the castle.
Okay, toot-toot, dear. Toot-toot. Just come any time for help. You see, friends, television can do anything as long as you have community-spirited people like your general manager, Lady Elaine Fairchild. You'll always have it right here on MGR-TV.
Handy!
Yes?
They found him.
Where?
In Edgar's room.
Oh, let's get over there.
Yes, let's.
Lady Aberlin and Handyman Negri, I presume.
Correct as usual, King Friday.
Prince Tuesday has been found.
Oh, we're so glad.
Thank goodness, yes, sir.
Well, I'm so glad, too.
Prince Tuesday bed?
Well, we just like to know where you are, Tuesday.
I'll call it bad if I wish. I was very, very angry, and it was upsetting to me.
Well, of course you're angry, Friday. Angry and frightened. That's what I am, too.
I thought you knew where he was. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I thought you knew where he was.
Aunt Elaine tells stories on television.
Yes, and as soon as she announced on television that people were looking for Tuesday, I called right away and ran for the king and queen.
Yes, and now we can all go and talk about it some more.
To the tea room?
Yes, tea for talk, tea for television, and tea for thanks for not letting this kind of thing happen again. In we go, no.
Trolley.
Tea for trolley.
They'll all talk some more about it in the tea room. Well, we don't have a tea room, but we can talk about important things wherever we are. Has your mom or dad ever been really angry when you did something dangerous? You see, when grown-ups love children, they get frightened when they do dangerous things. Of Queen Sarah and King Friday weren't sure that Little Tuesday hadn't gone too far away. They were frightened, and that's why they were angry. I'm angry, I'm angry, and I can tell you why. The reason I am angry is that somebody made me feel very small, and all of a sudden I cried. I almost lied and said I wasn't scared, but I was scared. And now I'm angry, I'm angry. Well, Prince Tuesday could tell that his parents were frightened and angry, and he wondered if he had been bad. Lots to think about in this world, isn't there? And I like the idea that you and I can think about things together. It's such a good feeling to know you're alive. It's such a happy feeling. You're growing inside, and when you wake up ready to say, I think I'll make a snappy new day. It's such a good feeling, a very good feeling, a feeling you know that we're friends. Back tomorrow. Bye-bye.
The people who gave the money to make this television visit are the people of the Sears Roebuck Foundation, Johnson & Johnson, public television stations, the Ford Foundation, and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.